We got to go ahead. That's just the beginning. Check this out.
How's it going? My name is Jason Cohen from Netflix's new TV series, Dated and Related. You can tune into my live interview with acclaimed radio personality, Steve Cuoco, on Power 98.5. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. This is Nick Mayhew, three-time gold medalist and three-time world record holder, and you're listening to Power 98.5.
We don't play the social game. We are social. Power 98.5. You're listening to Power 98.5, powered by United Angels Dream, your number one resource for public relations, entertainment, and multimedia. Contact them today at unitedangelsdream.com.
Hi, this is Dan Aykroyd. He's progressive. He's beautiful. He's thoughtful. He's intelligent. He's powerful. He's positive. He is Stephen Cuoco on Power 98.5 Satellite Radio.
Empowering listeners from the US to the UK. Live on air with Stephen Cuoco.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are live on air with Stephen Cuoco on Power 98.5 Satellite Radio. Whether you're joining us on the iOS or Android app, you're tuning in on Alexa, or even our website at power985.com, you're going to get the latest, the greatest, and all the best. We all know, you know, everyone knows, Netflix even knows, okay? I'm considering this a Power 98.5 Satellite Radio, and it's a Netflix special. We've got Jason Cohen. He's a good friend. He's my fellow, Jersey guy. We've got a lot of great connection together. I'm impressed and very proud of him. He is what I look for when it comes to someone to know, a friendship, someone to represent, someone to work with. He's a go-getter, but keep in mind, he's New Jersey. We don't play when it comes down to business, doing business, being on time. And let me tell you something, Jason knows how to be on time, both him and his cousin, Chris Hahn. We're going to have Chris on sooner than later. We're going to sort out the schedule. There's a lot of great photo shoots happening here. A big shout out to Sinava Photography, Angel Cintron, Steve Nava, my good friends. They are an award-winning credited photographers in the world. I mean, their work has been shown throughout major publications, magazines, features. And you know what? I don't want to just go ahead and just wing it. I'm going to head on over to their Instagram right now. So they just got done working with Eric Ladin. And you can go to their Instagram at Sinava_photography. Sinava_photography. All the latest and greatest. Who else? They ended up, and I'm actually going to be interviewing Oliver Trevena. They photographed him. Oliver was recently featured in Deadline. He's going to be a guest on my show soon. He was actually supposed to be on, I think it was this week. But we had a schedule situation happening, so we're going to be having him booked for, when do I have? Oliver is scheduled for September 26th at 10 a.m. Pacific. We're going to be having all the promos ready for that. El Oficial, Vanity Fair, Jamaro, I mean Sinava. It keeps going on and on and on. Jason had the opportunity to work with Sinava. We're looking forward to finding out where and when the photos are going to be published. Big shout out also to Steve LaSalle, stylist. He has worked with Elle and many other top brands and publications. And if you don't know, what you should know, Jason was raised in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey, and that's probably about an hour and a half, an hour and 40 minutes southwest from where I'm originally from. He graduated from Ucenas College as a collegiate athlete in wrestling, with a Bachelor of Science in pre-med. Jason is a competitive athlete with experience in judo, MMA, and wrestling. He has a significant interest in writing, photography, directing films, and documentaries. He also works as a personal fitness trainer and a dieting coach as well. That's something else that my assistant sent over to be like, wow, okay. So I knew that there were a lot of things happening. I know of him most in the film, acting, reality TV, now fashion. Great opportunities coming up. He's going to be working with Fashion Nova. So do I need to say more, or are we ready for you to be on, like, just on, Jason? Like, you're on.
Hey, Steve. Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, I mean, this past couple weeks/months have been nothing but exciting. I mean, finally, after, you know, just planning and getting mentored through my life, I'm finally starting to see some really good results. I'm just really excited for where I'm at and where I'm headed. My head's never been on straighter in my entire life. So I'm just really focused and excited to be where I'm at right now.
Tell us about the private premiere. And I want to give a big shout out to Robert Palmer Watkins.
Yeah,
Trapped absolutely. Last night. Tell us about that.
Right. So Chris and I were headed to this premiere last night. We meet Robert. What a great guy. And it was a great show. I mean, it was an amazing movie. The acting was great. We got to meet the director, Leia. She was very, very, very nice. Robert was great on the film. So, as well as Matthew Rife. He's also a comedian, so he's been doing a lot of good work, traveling a lot. But when we got to see him on the film, it was excellent production.
You got some awesome photos. I know we're going to be seeing those very soon.
Absolutely.
How you were rocking it in a fashion last night, and how did you feel being in front of that Step and Repeat on an official red carpet and at a private event, because it was not open for to the public?
Yeah, I mean, we felt really happy to be there. It was great. You know, Chris and I were bringing a bit of our Jersey fashion to the LA scene. We got a couple compliments. A couple people did notice that we're from Dated and Related, and like, you guys are the Jersey guys from Dated and Related, right? And we're like, yeah. So couple icebreakers right there, but it was good to meet the cast and crew there. It was a good time just meeting everybody, you know, having able to do that. So it was a great opportunity for sure.
You're looking forward to tomorrow's event is with Netflix. You guys got another private event you're going to.
Yeah, absolutely. So our cast from the show, most of them are in California from the Canada side and as well as the United States. So we also have the Ireland siblings coming down, so we're super excited to see them. I haven't gotten the chance to meet Rachel Foster or her brother Andy yet, so I'm really excited to see them tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Daniel, Julia, Karina, Joey, Chris, and I, we're all heading out to this Netflix event, as well as Diamond. So it's going to be a really fun event. We're excited to go, bring the action, and get some good content for everybody. So, yeah, definitely.
What's life been like since, you know, the airing of the show? You know, there's a lot going on TikTok, on Instagram. You guys are doing some fitness videos, a lot of, you know, I call comedic type of content. Where are you going with all this?
Yeah, so as an entertainer, you know, we definitely like to stay connected with our cast at the moment. TikToks are, you know, just a way, an outlet to show a bit of our personality and, you know, us as a crew kind of, you know, hanging out together, doing little dances here and there. So it's been pretty fun. As far as the fitness content, I mean, that's always been ingrained in my life since as long as I can remember. You know, I started wrestling and, you know, as a young buck out in New Jersey. So keeping that strong within my time now and just going with the fitness. Daniel loves to work out as well as Joey and Chris. So we all go work out together down here in California. Yeah, but as far as the TikToks, YouTube videos, Instagram content, we're definitely all collabing together and getting some really good stuff. So we've been getting some really good messages and stuff like that from the fans. They love seeing us together.
I'm glad you brought that up because that's exactly where I was going to go.
Yeah.
The memes, the fans, the videos. Yeah. I mean, it's quite interesting. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I've been getting some really good content from the fans. I didn't even expect this, but it's really good to see the love and support that we have, like, from around the world. You know, Netflix has pumped this TV show worldwide, so I'm getting messages from all over, from Israel, Germany, Switzerland. And it's amazing to see what these fans do with our videos. Even our TikTok lives, they edit the videos. Our, you know, content from the actual, from the film, from Dated and Related, taking that and editing little clips and even pictures, drawing of us. It's amazing to see that it really is. And I'm super appreciative of the fans. They're so sweet. They have nothing but nice things to say. We get tons of messages. I try to reply to everybody's, you know, to get back to everybody, but it is tough. But they're definitely such sweethearts, and I'm super appreciative of that. It's amazing, really. Get a lot of good support. Even some guys, they'll message me and say, "Hey, man, like, I really liked your character on the show. You were a go-getter, and I had the opportunity to go, like, talk to a girl because I didn't do that in real life. And after I saw you, I had a little bit more of oomph to do it." Mm-hmm. And for me to even inspire somebody to go do that was pretty cool, I guess, too.
Well, are you really that surprised? Come on. You know who you are and what your personality is like.
Yeah. I mean, I am somewhat, but not too much. I just like to, like, you know, stay on the humble side, but I'm really, like, appreciative of all the fans. So they're really nice. Absolutely.
Are you enjoying the fact, and did you ever think fashion was also going to be part of this whole journey that you're on right now and moving as quickly as it is? Because there are a lot of people that want to work with you, that respect you, and that see the potential in the collaborations that are at hand, especially what happened with Sanava.
Yeah, no, I actually did not even really think about that at all. But once, you know, some of the emails and calls started coming in, I, you know, kind of envisioned a thought about it. And after shooting with Sanava, man, like that shoot went so well. I did not think it was going to go as good as it did. Working with everybody as a team, the photographers, the stylist, they were amazing. You know, Steve and Angel were just so professional with the call sheets, the organization, having all the, you know, the looks set up. They even had an assistant there, the lighting, the gripping. Wow, it was great. It was such a teamwork. And, you know, when I was there, they were so relatable with things and asked me about my life, what I did before this. And when I brought up medicine and stuff, you know, I got to work in the operating room and I was like, "Hey, this is like an orchestra. Like, you guys are great here. You guys have everything. The timing's correct. You know, cause you have to work with the sunlight, as if that sun's moving, you have to get everything done in an organized time." So they were right on scale with everything. As well as Stephen LaSalle they had him come down from Miami, the stylist, and he was great. Just keeping the energy there. Everybody worked as a team. So I learned a lot on set there, and I did realize, like, you know, it's an orchestra. You all have to work as a team. And I'll tell you what, those guys were amazing. So we got everything we needed. I'm super excited to see where they're going with these. So yeah, I'm very excited for the next steps.
Yeah, big shout out to Stephen LaSalle. You can head on over to his Instagram at @StevenLaSalle. And just to, yeah, so we've got L. He's worked with Glamour magazine, Elle Officielle, mm-hmm. I mean, and Numero, Zara. I mean, the list goes on and on. So what an awesome experience you had. And, you know, it goes to show, Jason, when it comes to who you are as a person and as a man, as a professional, of what people see in you, you're going to continue to attract like-minded mm-hmm. people. But there's a difference between attracting someone that's like-minded and someone right. that is as driven and as much as a go-getter as you. So I'm glad that this alignment is really working for you.
Yeah. It's definitely a big essential part of my life. I mean, I'm a pretty organized guy. You know, first thing I do when I wake up is I write my goals down every day. I'm very, very focused this time in my life, and it's only getting better. You know, just the personal growth, staying open-minded to any situation, meeting people, making great connections, taking care of my friends and family, and keep on pushing forward. That's definitely the mindset I have right now. So it's an exceptional opportunity to be able to be gifted and meet these people at this time for me. Yeah.
What's next for you?
So I think the end goal for me, well, not, there's not necessarily an end goal for me. There's always like a higher mountain to climb, but One of the goals I have, I set a 3-year plan, and within that time frame, I definitely am very, very focused on getting into scripted film work. That's definitely something I'm very interested in. So I had done scripted film work previously before Dated and Related. And, you know, I took that opportunity to get on this show, to just, you know, open my horizons. Like I said, I'm an open-minded individual. So that's definitely my main concern right now. Fashion and modeling is definitely in the books now after working with Sanaba. You know, they really opened my mind to what's out there in the arts, as well as fashion and scripted film work. That is my main stuff, and that's definitely what's coming up next. So very excited for that.
And then you've got, you know, like I said, you know, as we shared, Fashion Nova, it's going to be excited. You know, make sure, you know, you've got that top tier, you know, those photos, those videos, everything that's going to make you a top of the line Nova men, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I, we're talking to Nova men right now, and, definitely going to see what's coming with them soon. Very shortly, we have some things coming up, and excited for the next step with them, and other brands have been reaching out. So definitely getting all of that organized and moving forward with that.
What's the best thing you've ever learned about yourself? You never thought you would ever learn or know about who you are.
Let's see. I think honestly, like, this might sound a little cliche, but like bravery, because I mean, the things that I've done in the last couple months, they are hard. They're difficult. Like, I haven't seen my family in 8 months. I miss them so much. And just to, you know, leave your hometown, the comfortability of having everything set up, you know, you have your family there, local jobs, anything. I had it all made, but I decided to leave that all behind and make it difficult for myself, because I knew that deep down inside, I wanted something a little bit more in life. I just, you know, I dreamt about it every day. Even though I was happy at home, I miss everybody so much. I just kind of found that, you know, life's short. And as short as it is, it also is long. And I think that right now, anybody in their 20s, if you get the chance to leave your hometown and chase your dreams, go after it, because I mean, you don't know what's around the corner. And I just don't want to die with any regrets. So that's definitely something that I didn't think I had the guts to do, but when I did it, I never been happier. So sometimes you just got to take the leap, and that's what I did.
When you say take the leap, Jason, what would be your number one recommendation for someone who was just like you, in a very solid, a very good, a very comfortable, and familiar safe space? What is it really going to take for someone to basically, if not more specifically, get out of their way to do something extraordinary for themselves and break out of that comfort?
What it takes is honestly looking in the mirror and notice, and like really telling yourself you can't be afraid to fail. And you're going to fail often. You're going to fail a lot. But for me, I always fail forward. Every time I do, like, you know, take my shot and something, it doesn't go as planned. You have to make sure that you know, when I wrestled in high school, here's a great, great quote that my coach always told me. He's like, if you lose the match, don't lose the lesson. So there's always turning a negative to a positive. For me, to break through that comfort zone, I knew I was going to fail. And I always tell myself there's going to be hills and valleys constantly. But what I did was just, you know, I took those lessons and keep moving forward. And, you know, like I said, it was good at home. I was working in the medical field. I had my life planned out. But I just thought that life is short, and I just wanted to take a different path, a different leap. And I literally had to start my life over, move to California, do all that. But if you really try hard enough and you know that you're never going to give up, I mean, you're having fun during the day, like, go for it. That's what it takes, I guess. There's been tons of failures, but it only takes that one yes, that one success moment to make it all happen.
I like that. For everyone tuning in, I want to thank you for joining Jason Cohen as well as myself here on Live On Air with Stephen Cuoco on Power 98.5 Satellite Radio. Head on over to Jason's Instagram. His Instagram is Jason Cohen Official, JASONCOHEN OFFICIAL. What I like most is we could get into a lot of topics, and we're going to have more conversations in the future with you, Jason. But for knowing sure. that you just had LA Note magazine just published on Popternative with Peter, just did an interview there on Popternative. So head on over there, click on his Hubie link, and then be able to watch the Popternative interview. Read all about and catch up on all the latest and greatest with Jason Cohen by reading the LA Note magazine article. Very well done. Is there anything you'd like to share with us before we go and head on out and enjoy the rest of our day?
I mean, as well as the Instagram, I also have TikTok, which is Jason Cohen Official, and my YouTube channel with Chris, which is Jason Cohen and Chris Hahn. Yeah, that's it, Steve. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. You're a wonderful host, so couldn't ask for more.
I appreciate that. And also another big shout out to Angel Cintron and Steve Nava over at Sinava Photography. Head on over to their Instagram at Sinava_photography. That's C-I-N-A-V-A. You also can go to sinavaphotography.com, C-I-N-A-V-A photography.com. And then also check out, you know, Steve LaSalle's work and all the latest and greatest on what Sinava is doing. And once again, head on over to Jason Cohen Official Instagram, TikTok, all great things of Jason. Who would you like to give a shout out to?
I definitely would like to give a shout out to my cousin Chris, my mom, dad. Love you guys. And my twin brother Justin and little brother Josh. So, yeah, that's it, man. Miss you, Justin. Miss you, Josh.
Don't you have somebody visiting right now? No, or?
Oh, that was my cousin Jude. Yeah, he's here on business. I actually got to visit him yesterday, which was pretty cool. So he flew in from Philadelphia. Oh. And yeah, so we got some good food yesterday. Chatted up. It was great seeing him. I haven't seen him in like 8-9 months as well. So it's gonna be good to see the family this for over the holidays.
Yeah, you're going to be on and then watch like all of I'm going to be giving you a call. I'm going to be like, OK, so, Jason, we've got this. It always yeah, happens.
I know. And I'm ready for it. I'm excited. I love staying busy.
Yeah,
I'm a worker. So anytime I have a little time off, I'm figuring what else can I work on today?
Well, you've got a lot more projects coming up once again. Sinava, we're looking forward to seeing what's happening with that, where your photos are going to be placed and to even see the what's, you know, going on with the fashion yeah. because they always get it right. They just always.
Yeah. Angel actually sent me over some of the, not too much because it's pretty exclusive right now, but he sent me some of the, he saved one of the pictures of his screensaver and I was shocked to see it last night. It looks awesome. He's like, don't send this to anybody, but check this out. I had to make it my screensaver. I was like, wow. It looks so good. I was shook.
I really liked the photo of you and Angel hugging. It was it's an emotional photo.
It really is. You know, it's like a turning point in my life. Hopefully the start of a turning point of others, inspiration. And I mean, honestly, Angels, it's the start of a great relationship, you know? Like, those guys are so cool. I had so much to connect with them, as well as Steve. Steve works in the medical field, too. So we had a lot of, like, you know, good stuff to talk about. They're just, like, really good friends, you know, besides the when the business caps off. We're just, like, it was just, like, a good, like, start of a friendship. Like, they were really cool guys. So but great things to say about them. Super really? Cool.
Yeah. Love it. Well, Jason, hold the line. We're going to close out, but you know, you and I, we always have our great personal chats and just want to catch up with you for a little bit. Anything else you want to share before we head on out?
Let's see. I mean, not too much. I mean, yeah, we're just really excited to be where we're at right now. So between Chris and I mean, pushing forward in the industry, I definitely want to focus on fashion. Scripted film work and, you know, staying healthy. Wish everybody a good day and family as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for being with us here live on air with Stephen Kwok on Power 98.5 Satellite Radio. Make sure to head on over to power985.com. Check out our schedule. You know, see when all the past shows and new shows that are going to be coming up. You can click the bottom icon in the right-hand corner if you have a question, a comment. You're looking to reach out to our team here at Power 98.5. You want to submit some music or, you know, just want to go ahead and say hello, go ahead, power985.com, click that bottom icon, and then, like, let us know your comments and how you feel about this interview with Mr. Jason Cohen from Netflix, the new hit show in the top 10, Dated and Related, and all things great, extraordinary, and awesome. Mr. Jason Cohen at Jason Cohen Official. Click on his Hubi link. Read the latest and greatest from the article that was just recently published in the LA Note magazine. Also, Popternative with Peter and his video interview where he looks like he just walked off the set of GQ. Thanks again for joining us. And remember, we've got my good friend, producer, director, Jason Regusta. He will be here September 26th at 1 p.m. Pacific. We've got actor Eric Fellows. We're going to talk about his new film, Starfucker. That's going to be on September 22nd at 10 a.m. And then Oliver Trevena, September 26th, 10 a.m. Pacific. We're going to have the videos, promo photos, everything out to help remind you and everyone all the latest and greatest and best when it comes to entertainment, music, public relations, fashion, and sports. Power985.com. And did you head on over to my Instagram to see my photo with Emmanuel Sanders? I know in the news, he just officially released that he is retiring from NFL. But I had a great time with him and his wife, Gabriella. We were in a VIP booth over at the place. I'm not going to disclose it because I didn't disclose it before, but you know, you'll see us there in a booth. All the information is there. Head on over to my Instagram, Stephen Kwok, S-T-E-V-E-N-C-U-O-C-O, and check out that photo of us. And it was a great, fun, awesome day that we had by the pool. Lil Jon was DJing on that day. I've got the videos. I got to post on that. So I'm playing a little bit of catch up here, but all good. So you're going to be able to see that content very soon. Once again, Jason Cohen Official, power985.com. Remember to download the app, tune in on Alexa. We also stream live on Live FM Radio, Streama, Streamitter, and many others, 200 countries and counting. Thank you very much. We love you. We support you. And enjoy the rest of the summer because fall is creeping in.
Connect.